This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The body of a man armed with explosives was discovered at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. CPR's Dina Sieg says the man had planned to carry out a mass shooting before killing himself.
The Garfield County Sheriff's Office says that in addition to explosives, the 22-year-old Carbondale resident had two semi-automatic weapons and a lot of ammunition on him. He was wearing black tactical clothing and patches that gave the appearance of being associated with law enforcement. The Grand Junction Bomb Squad swept the park to ensure no explosive devices had been planted. No guests or employees were present at the time of his death, and the county coroner is investigating it as a suicide. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
State lawmakers in this coming legislative session will consider three bills proposed by students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
One bill would study gender-affirming care in Colorado, and another would address mental health staff shortages in schools. Under a third bill, youth would be able to change their names at school for internal use. Manitou Springs student Megan Taylor told a legislative committee that some students' parents don't accept their child's gender identity.
Having a place such as a school where that person can feel that they are a human being and feel that they are who they are is vital to the life of anyone.
Republican members of a committee pushed back against the bill, saying it amounts to lying to parents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new art installation focused on the COVID-19 pandemic is opening across Boulder County. In Lyons, Boulder, and Longmont, each installation uses voices to relay an oral history of COVID-19 and how different communities persevered during the height of the pandemic. For people who work in the theater, the absence of health insurance can mean medical problems become money problems.
Do I avoid the care to avoid a big bill, or do I get taken care of and just worry about it later?
Well, coming up, a fund that helps actors pay their medical bills and what more it aims to do. And that's later in this hour. This is CPR News.